Good morning. Did I wake you up? Good. Good morning. Before you get too comfortable, and of course Mr. Fred is leading the way by greeting everybody, so please stand up and pass the peace. Greet your neighbors sitting next to you and across the aisle. Now let us continue our worship, or begin our worship more officially, by singing our hymn of preparation that's on the inside of your bulletin. A couple of announcements that are not in your bulletin, so I want to speak to those first. I've had a birthday last week, and I'm reaching that age where I don't remember things as well as I used to. So I want to do the couple of ones that are in your newsletter before we look at the bulletin. First of all, I think that they do still need some tailgating tents for the vacation church school. If you have one, they will be used inside. So if you have one that you can loan to the church for Bible school, they'll need it from the 11th through the 17th. I don't think there are too many football games that you'll need it for the 11th through the 17th, so that if you have one that you can loan, please call the church office. Also, I need to remind you that the children, 2s and 3s through the 5th grade, are now going to be having summer Sunday school in the gym each Sunday. So if you have one that is for 2 or 3 up to the 5th grade, you'll need to get them to the gym every Sunday morning for the summer vacation church school schedule. I would now like for you to please turn over to the back page of your bulletin. At the very top, you will notice that we have scheduled this afternoon a church charge conference followed by an administrative board meeting. And unless it's a personnel issue, we don't have closed meetings in the Methodist Church. So everyone in the church is invited and encouraged to come to both the church conference and the administrative board meeting, because we do have some very important business that we'll be talking about this afternoon. You will notice, because we expect a larger crowd than usual, we will be meeting in the fellowship hall rather than the Trinity class where we normally meet. So please note in your bulletin, 3 o'clock this afternoon in the fellowship hall, we need you to be present and have some input. Now you will notice the next two items in the bulletin have to do with pool parties. We're going to be kicking off summer for the youth and then for the entire church with pool parties. So if you will please mark those on your calendar so you can participate. And the one on the 12th particularly, you need to call the church office, I believe it said by the 7th, so that they will have enough lifeguards and food for everybody. And then finally, do read the little note about the spaghetti supper and the testimony opportunity, because Ride for Life will be meeting here. And it's a very interesting experience, and I urge you to read about it and to consider being present. You can also use that little calendar that goes from Sunday to Sunday to mark the things, because there are 2 Bible study opportunities this next week as well. Now, please center your hearts and minds on worship as our acolytes enter the sanctuary with the light of Christ.
please stand for the call to worship? In awe and wonder, we lift our eyes to the heavens. We raise our songs of joy to the ruler of all time and space. We gather to remember the one who shared our common lot. Jesus Christ, who visited this earth, dwells in heaven. We open ourselves to baptism with the Holy Spirit. We expect to be empowered as a witness in today's world.
Please join together in praying the prayer of invocation as printed in your bulletin. As Christ ascended to heaven, our spirits are lifted to you this day, O God. Your spirit fills all the universe. We dwell within your embrace and cannot escape from your watchful care. You are with us here, choosing us as apostles and instructing us in the way we should go. Focus our limited understanding on the person of Jesus, that all he did and taught might come alive in us during this hour. Grant to us convincing proof of your promises as we welcome your winds of change in our lives. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Epistle reading this morning comes from Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23. This reading contains within it a prayer. In this prayer, the apostle prays specifically that the letter's hearers would know three things: the hope to which Christ has called them, the abundance of Christ's inheritance revealed in God's people everywhere, and the immeasurable greatness of his power. As we approach this reading this morning, you are invited not simply to listen as it is read, but to join me in prayer as we read through the scripture as it's printed in bold in our bulletin. Hear these words. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
To go to prayer and pray for those of our church family in special need. Their names are printed in our bulletin, and those that are near and dear in your heart as well. Let us pray. Holy God, if we could not talk to you, all the cares and frets of this life would be extremely depressing. But we're thankful, dear God, that because of the work that Christ has done for us, that we can talk to you in our bed, at work, that your holy presence makes intercession for us, that there is all types of communication going on between us and you. And as the scripture has told us, we don't always know how we should pray or what we should say. So God, today we come and we rest in you. Rest in you that knows all and sees all. Rest in you that has a bigger plan for our lives than we even imagine. Rest in you and listen to you as you guide us, as you nurture us along life's way. And fully repenting of our times of stiff neck and stubborn ways, of those times when we would say, I will just do my own thing. Holy God, we thank you as well for this time of worshipful assembly, for this time to gather ourselves together with people of like kindred faith and lift our voices and our hearts in praise and adoration to you, resurrected King, the friend that sticks closer than her brother, and our ascended Lord. Holy God, we come to you with these petitions on our hearts that have been listed in the bulletin and others as well, praying, dear God, that you indeed would have your will and your way in the lives of our friends and in our lives as well. Praying always for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of the world. Praying always that men and women and boys and girls would come to the saving knowledge of Christ. So, dear God, be with those in leadership over us, both in the civil affairs of our nation and spiritual affairs of our church, leading our president, our bishops, and others as well who give direction to our world. Be with our troops, wherever they may be serving, and those who are serving here at home and abroad. who become victims by the sheer uniform that they wear. And we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Children we have given to you. Bless these gifts and bless the giver, and those who have not, and those who chose not to give this day. To you we give glory, honor, and praise. In Christ's name, amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children to the front for the children's message.
Good morning, boys and girls. I am looking for someone who is strong. Is anybody here strong? Okay, I happen to know that, we've got a lot of strong boys and girls. I happen to know that Richie eats a lot of vegetables and fruits. And so I'm going to ask Richie to show me how strong he is by breaking this stick. Can you do that? Look at that. Boy, you are strong. You broke it very easily, didn't you? All right, now I have another test for you. Let's see maybe what we have in here. Richie, I want you to see if you can break these sticks. Can you break those sticks all at one time? Oh, he's doing it. He's not supposed to do it. That's okay, Richie. That's fine. Thank you. That was harder for him to do. He did break a few of them, but I have sticks just like the one he broke so easily, bound together with rubber bands, and that made these sticks much stronger. So he had a little more difficulty trying to break these. And you know, we could take a lesson from these sticks by thinking about our church. Sometimes when we think about the church, we think about a building where we come to worship. But you know, that's really not a church. A church is made up of men and women and boys and girls who all have chosen to follow Jesus. And when we come together to worship, we are stronger because of that. When we come together with others, they offer us encouragement and strength. And you know, Jesus knew that his disciples were going to be living in this world and that they were going to be tempted by evil forces in this world. And so he went off to be by himself and prayed for his disciples. And you are one of those disciples today. You're a modern day disciple. Jesus prayed for protection for the disciples. And he also prayed that they would come together as one, because he knew that they would be much stronger if they came together as one and worship together. So I want you to remember that. Your church family is here for you. We have Vacation Bible School coming up soon, and you've got a lot of fun things going on in your summer Bible school, summer Sunday school this summer. So be sure to try to come every Sunday when you're in town, and that way you will receive the power from those around you that love you and also follow Jesus. Let's pray. Dear God, we pray that you will protect us and that you will help us to join together to be one as we form your church, and that we would love each other as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
invite you to join with me now as we read the gospel lesson as found in the gospel according to Luke. Begin reading with the 41st verse of the 24th chapter. Hear now the reading of God's word. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany. Lifted up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Hasn't been that many Sundays ago, our church was rather full. It was Easter Sunday. And we can anticipate the same event happening next year. As I read this passage of Scripture, and am reminded that this is Easter Day, that the stories that we have heard about Jesus appearing to the disciples on the Emmaus Road and this experience here all took place on that same day of resurrection. We all pretty well know the Easter story. The women went to the tomb and found it. Stone rolled away and ran back and told the disciples. We all pretty well remember that. But today is just a big a part of our faith as that day. This is the day of ascension. As I reflect on this day that Jesus had with his disciples, it seemed as though he's always sharing with them around a meal. Today we celebrate a symbol of that meal and in the Lord's Supper, and we are reminded of all those wonderful times of fellowship. When I read a passage like this or think about Jesus eating with his disciples, my memories go back to those days when I was able to sit at my mother's table. Sunday at our house was quite an involved day. Mom would get up and Dad, and we would get ready for church, and Dad was a preacher, and usually I had to go start the fire if it was cold weather, not on days like today, obviously. It was my responsibility to go to church early and start the fire. And Mother would start the meal. And if an evangelist was at church, they would always come back with us, our missionaries, and would eat at the house. And it always amazed me that there always seemed to be enough food to go around. I always thought my mom worked magic in the kitchen. Mealtime was special. Just to put your feet under your mom's table and to enjoy that time together. I imagine maybe this last meal with Jesus and the disciples, I mean, they had seen him hang on a cross. They knew he was dead.
And now here he was eating a meal with them. I can imagine the empty plates or bowls around the table where the broiled fish had been. And they were so excited. The risen Lord was with them. And Jesus takes the fork and he says, "You are to be my witnesses. You are the ones that are to tell this story." And today, we come back to the mission of the Eucharist. We come here today, there are some faiths that would rather intimidate you and would say, "Don't you dare come here and eat unless you know that you are right in your heart and in your mind." And they make it a fearful meal. We rather say, "Come one, come all. You are welcome here. You are welcome here to come and to receive this to the well-being of your spiritual well-being. You are more than invited if your heart is as our heart. Join with us in this meal. Receive God's grace and God's love. And then, like Christ, we say, you go and you share the good news of the risen and ascended Savior with others. Jesus left the disciples behind, and he sent to them the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to share this good news. I think of those different meals that I have enjoyed. The times when I have been an unexpected guest, maybe at someone's house, and they say, "Come on, Terry, there's plenty. Have a seat. We can set another plate. There's no problem. Come on in and enjoy." I suspect if you think of the meals that you have enjoyed as well, or the meals that you have eaten throughout your lifetime, very few of you remember eating a meal at a place where you just did not feel invited. Most of the time, the meals that we eat together are meals of grace, of family, of friends, of those that are meaningful to us and our occupation. Today, you are invited. You are invited to come here and to enjoy this meal as a part of the family, to experience God's love and our love, our kinship, our brotherhood and our sisterhood together. Realizing that this is just a symbol of that great day when together in God's great kingdom, we will sit at the heavenly banquet and God Himself will be the host and He will serve us. Today, come and receive and go and tell. that Jesus Christ not only arose from the dead, but he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and there he makes intercession for you and for me. Amen. I invite you to open your insert. On this day of mystery and wonder, we reflect on our record as Easter people. There is evidence that Christ is alive within us and among us. Is the work of the Spirit obvious to any who observe our words and deeds? Let us admit how things are with us as we seek God's forgiveness. Hear us, God, our hope, for we have too easily denied our heritage amid the compelling claims all around us. We declare ownership of what is only meant to us for a time. We strive for knowledge and control beyond our capacity, wanting power on our own terms rather than through the empowerment of your Spirit. Sometimes we stand on tiptoe to view what is out of sight, then arrogantly conclude that there is nothing to see. Oh God, open our eyes and our hearts that we might be forgiven and find true life in you. Let us have a moment of quiet reflection as we make our own private confession. Repentance and forgiveness of sin are proclaimed in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgiveness is God's gift to us, one we can never earn but are welcome to accept. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, our Alpha and Omega, whose strong and loving arms encompass the universe. For with your eternal Word and Holy Spirit, you are forever one God. Through your Word, you created all things and called them good. And in you, we live and move and have our being. When we fell into sin, you did not desert us. You made covenant with your people Israel and spoke through the prophets and teachers. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed is Jesus Christ who called you Abba Father. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace a people as your own and fill them with a longing for a peace that would last and for a justice that would never fail. In Jesus' suffering and death,
You took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus, who now reigns with you in glory, and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of the new covenant. On the night before meeting with death, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts, that in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of this wine we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as the body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood. As the grain and the grape, once dispersed in the fields, are now united on this table in bread and wine, so may we and all your people be gathered from every time and place into the unity of your eternal household and feast at your table forever. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And now, as beloved children of a loving parent, we pray, Christ Jesus, our living bread, we praise your mercy in the memorial of your love. As we keep in mind your life, death, and resurrection, let our Eucharistic banquet enable us to share with one another the goodness and love you have shown upon us. We ask this in your name. The bread which we break is the bread of life. And the cup we share is a cup of promise. These are the gifts of God, for the people of God. Come and eat. The banquet awaits. I invite those who are going to be assisting me to come. Thank you. Today we have the blessed opportunity to commission the Sakehatchee workers, and there's an insert in your bulletin. I invite the Sakehatchee workers, any of them that are going to be here, to come down front. We also dedicated some in the early service, the out loud service, and so this is just a part. We have how many going all together? 10? About 10. She says 10, and she says she don't know off the top of her head, so there you go. Sisters and brothers of the household of God, today we recognize the ministry of these persons and consecrate them to their mission work at the West Metro and Bamberg camps in the Sakehatchee Summer Service, an outreach ministry of the United Methodist Church. All who take upon themselves the name of Christ are called into ministry and filled with love and service by the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As these members of our church family minister to others, we pray the blessing of God and this congregation to go with them, and that these same blessings may rest upon the families in whose homes they will work. On behalf of our church family, I commend you to the work of Sakehatchee, and we pledge to you our prayers to strengthen and to protect you as you seek to serve Christ through the ministry called Sakehatchee.
We thank you for your prayers, and we accept your blessings. We commit ourselves to serving as ambassadors of Main Street United Methodist Church and of Christ.
We recognize you as ambassadors of this church and of Christ as you minister to the families served by the West Metro and Bamberg camps. We dedicate you to service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Through our prayers, we will be united with you. May God richly bless your labors and your lives. Let us pray. Gracious God, look upon these persons with favor as we send them forth. Be present with them. Provide their every need and pour your blessings upon them. Strengthen us all in our Christian walk that we may always be in service to you and others. In Jesus' name we pray. And Mallory, would you come, please? We have one who is going to be leaving us today and going first to annual conference. So this is probably her last service with us today, and she assisted in communion. And Mallory is going to be licensed as a local pastor at conference and will serve two churches in Lancaster. The associate pastor at First UMC Lancaster, and then the pastor in charge at Bethel UMC Lancaster. And so, with the insert in your bulletin behind the Sakahatchee, said, "Dear friends, today we're happy to recognize Mallory Fort and celebrate her entry into ministry. Mallory, we rejoice with you as you enter into ministry. As you carry on in your ministry, we will stand with you and offer you our fullest support." To the congregation, I invite you to stand and join with me in prayer for Mallory and her ministry. God of grace and power, pour out your strength on Mallory as she ministers. Guide and strengthen her for her ministry and all that lies ahead, that together we may be one in ministry to all the world, through the one in whom we are all one, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as a token of our love and appreciation for what Mallory has been doing here, we have been receiving some gifts to assist her on her way as she decorates her new digs. And so, Mallory, it's with great joy I give you this gift. And also, if you would like to give an additional gift, you can give the money to me or to Emmy or to Bob, and we will make sure that it gets to Mallory. Won't you give her a hand for all that she has done? Would you like to do the benediction? And now may the God of peace and love abide with you and keep you both now and evermore. Amen. Mallory, won't you come to the back of the church with me?